PieCamp.
In South Dakota, and you might, any of you sitting in front of a computer right now, pull up the South Dakota legislature and check out the bills and check out Senate Bill 128. That's Senate Bill 128. It's a bill that we're going to reference a little bit later when we get a chance to visit with South Dakota State Representative Don Kopp. He's not the prime sponsor of the bill. The prime sponsor of the bill won't call me back. But what we will do is, at least Don Kopp was willing to speak to the bill. We're going to get to that today, along with a lot of other issues, not the least of which is Judy Esteson, running for Ag Commissioner in North Dakota against her fellow Republican, Doug Goring, who has won that seat for them a number of times. So it's political season, folks. A lot of people who want jobs are now looking at jobs. You saw George Sinner Jr. quoted in the Fargo Forum today that he has made up his mind about running for the U.S. House, whether he is or not. He hasn't said, but he's made up his mind. He's just trying to convince some others in his life to come along with him on the decision. The way the article read to me, it was a fine article in the Forum. There is someone running against Colin Peterson. And that is, of course, if Colin Peterson runs in the 7th District in Minnesota. Tori Westrum is a state senator from Elbow Lake, and he joins us right now. Mr. Westrum, or Senator Westrum, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, good to be on with you, Joel.
So why? Why do you want the job?
Well, Joel, the direction of the country and the overspending that's gone on, the increasing of the debt is just a major concern to myself and others, and now is the time to fix it.
Whose fault is that?
Well,
do you think it's Colin's fault, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make.
Well, he's been there 24 years. It certainly, there's been a lot that's mounted on his watch. Certainly, I think there's lots of blame to go around, but you have to change the players at the table if you're going to change the direction of Washington, and that's why 2014 is the time to do this.
How would you describe yourself politically, Senator Westrum?
Well, I'll be at the Moorhead caucuses tonight and talking to the attendees, but a common sense Republican is probably the shortest way I can boil it down. You know, fiscally, you need to live within your means. You need to respect life. Traditional values matter, and those are major issues.
When you say traditional values, that sends up a signal to me that you don't believe in gay rights. Is that accurate in saying?
That is probably not accurate.
Okay, so what do you mean by traditional values?
Traditional marriage, I do not support, did not support same-sex marriage. The bill that passed in Minnesota last year, it was primarily a party-line vote. The Democrats pushed it through. The Republicans didn't. I'm a Republican.
Okay. You also are one of, I'm not sure, I think you might be the first known blind member of the Minnesota legislature. Has that been an impediment or an aid?
Well, Joel, it is true, and it's you make the best of what you've got to offer in life, and certainly it gives me insights into areas in life that I think are unique and bring a good perspective to the Capitol and a good perspective to the Minnesota State Legislature. I try to use it as an aid, but certainly it's a challenge that, like anybody, you have to get over and find a way to persevere.
But I thought about that on my drive up this morning, knowing I was going to get an opportunity to visit with you. I thought about, you know, in the business that you're in, one of the key components to any good person involved in government and public service is the ability to listen. And not having sight, I'm not sure, is that big of a detriment. It might increase your ability to listen.
Well, you've maybe heard our campaign ads in the past. I'm a harder worker, a better listener, and so that's certainly. I use my ears to the best of my ability, and that is something that I keep my legislative work on is listening, because you know ultimately, Joel, and I think you know this. You've served in the North Dakota legislature. You know sometimes the problem or the solution to the problem isn't defined today, and it's figured out by listening to all kinds of people and the perspectives and concerns. And so that is a key part of legislating and representing citizens that vote for you.
I have to ask you this, because the man that you probably will be running against is been a longtime servant of the 7th District, and people from both sides of the aisle obviously have voted for Collin Peterson. What makes you a better candidate than him? What has he done when you look back on his body of work that you say, you know what, I just never would have done that?
Well, Joel, you know, first of all, what perspective do you come from? And I think in more recent years, many would agree that the Democrat liberal agenda has been something Collin has supported and voted to either block the repeal of Obamacare or changing it when years ago he was on the other side of the issue. And so when Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama start getting his support on their policy issues, which is what I think is bringing our country in the wrong direction, that is a major change and a major concern to the voters of the 7th District.
But he didn't vote for the Affordable Care Act.
Well, then you can't – then he didn't vote for it in 2010, but you change your mind later and support keeping it in place, you've changed your mind. That's a major, major concern. I just had a call with another employer in our area out here in western Minnesota that is going to get creamed with expensive new costs because of this. I hear from farmers, I hear from families on a weekly basis that are very negatively impacted by this. And this is a major policy change that's in our country, and it's at the forefront of what is on people's minds right now, because health care is that important. But it's been anything but the Affordable Care Act, and that's a major issue, for example.
When you look at the latest farm bill, which, of course, is right in Collin's backyard. I mean, he has written almost every farm bill that we've had lately, the congressman has. What would have you done differently?
Well, Joel, I don't want to get into this. What have I done differently? The bill isn't even past the president's desk yet.
Well, the bill's going to the president's desk, and he's going to sign it. People want to know if they're going to vote for him or you. I think
right. It's
fair for them to know what they're buying. If they know what they're buying with Collin, I get that. So
right. What
I'm trying to get at is, what in this farm bill do you point to and say Congressman Peterson got that wrong?
I don't have a point out on the farm bill. I think bringing certainty to the farmers of the Red River Valley and the country is a good thing. This is a bill that should have passed a year ago. Unfortunately, it took that long, but it's better to have it in place and certainty for the farmers. They at least know the field and the parameters of what they need to play in. It is good. I have been somebody that's been pushing to get this passed. I realize they have to find a way to make the deal work. There were reductions and reforms to the welfare program. That could have probably been gone further. We have that same problem in Minnesota, where there's abuse and fraud in our welfare system, and there are many that protect that and try to defend the fraud and abuse that goes on. And that was something that was holding this bill up. They did achieve a fair amount of that reform, but that is one thing I could point to.
So you would not have aligned yourself with the Tea Party Republicans who killed this last summer by separating out the SNAP program from the Farm Bill?
I think in the end, the two going together was probably the way it was going to happen, and I would align myself with the common sense as a common sense Republican, and at some point you've got to govern, and I understand that.
Okay, State Senator Tory Westrum, he's heading to Moorhead. Your caucuses are going to be when?
Tonight at 7 o'clock in Moorhead. Of course, they're all across Minnesota. The Democrats and Republicans are caucusing. And I do want to encourage people to get out to their respective caucuses, because this is really the beginning of the grassroots setting of the party platforms, meeting candidates, and getting involved in our democracy and our electoral system. And that's what I'm about promoting. And I'm going to be in the Moorhead area tonight and then hitting a few other caucuses after that. I'd like to encourage people to take part in their government.
Well, and they get a chance to meet you. That's the cool part. And
exactly.
Shake your hand and talk to you.
Exactly.
Senator, I got to ask you one last question. Why did you pick on the Fargo Dome where the Bison play?
Well, you know, Joel, that's what they called it when I used to kick around Fargo in my college days. And so I can't help that. That's the phrase you guys in Fargo, maybe you didn't pick it, but that's what they used to call it. That's that's just the way it was. I didn't realize it was such a sensitive subject 20 years later.
Okay. Senator, thank you. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Great to talk to you.
You bet. Good to have you on.
Thanks.
Senator Tori Westrom. do you remember the brouhaha from the good senator from Elbow Lake? He wasn't too fond of the Fargo Dome. There's no question about that. There's going to be choices out there. You know, does Colin run again? I mean, that's a fair question to ask. He's put everything in place. Congressman Peterson has got his committee in place. He's got his fundraising mechanism in place. He has been raising money. So, in other words, he's left all of that option open to him, but he said he was going to take a little time after this farm bill was done and then make up his mind whether or not he's going to seek the endorsement of the 7th District to run again. I think there's a lot of people who are running against him now, assuming he's not going to run. And you're going to hear more than just Tori Westrom come out. Although I found it interesting that when we were asked whether or not we'd like to have him on, and he's welcome here. Tori Westrom is welcome on News and Views anytime to get his views out. But when we were called from the RCCC, which is the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. Now, that is a group that nationally has set up itself to elect Republicans. That's their job, and they should have that. And the Democrats have the same thing. It's called the DCCC. But the point I'm making in saying that is Tori Westrom seems to be the handpicked person by the RCCC. And so for you other Republicans out there, I think you might be swimming upstream here a little bit. It appears that the incumbent party, the Boehners of the world are saying this Westrom guy is the guy that we want. And I found that incredibly interesting. Let's go find Terry Spees, find out what's going on in our weather out there. Terry?